storing Arduino sensor data in CSV format using Python. In the previous tutorial, we learned how to interface the serial monitor of Arduino to a Python program. In this tutorial, we will learn to store this data in a CSV file for post-processing. This is a useful technique because if you have well-formatted data in CSV, you can plot this as a graph or even use this data to train a machine learning algorithm. CSV stands for comma-separated values. It is called so because its data fields are often separated by a comma. CSV files can be created even with the Notepad app or simple text editors. Circuit diagram. For this tutorial, we will use the circuit below. We will create a voltage divider circuit using a 100K resistor and an LDR, then take the analog input from their middle node. The Arduino code to use. Void setup. Pin mode, a zero input. Serial, begin 115200. Void loop. Serial.println, analogred, a zero. Delay, 6000. None. This code keeps sending the sensor values to the serial port every 6 seconds. Now let's implement a Python program to capture this data in a graph. Python. For beginners, downloading Thony IDE makes Python programming easier. Go to https://thony.org/ to download and install Thony IDE. For this project, we will use three Python modules, namely Time, CSV, PySerial. Time and CSV are taken from Python's built-in libraries. Thony may have PySerial already installed as a plugin. To check this, go to Tools, Manage Plugins, and look for PySerial. If it's not yet installed, you can search for it in the search bar. Here is the actual Python code. Note that Python is very sensitive when it comes to using spaces or tabs. With this, you can download the actual code here. Python code. Import serial. Import time. Import CSV. With open, sensor data CSSV, modha, as sensor underscore file. Sensor underscore writer equal sign CSV writer sensor file delimiter equal sign quote char equal sign quoting equal sign CSV quote underscore minimal. Sensor writer writer o value time. Com equal sign com 8. Board equal sign 115200. X equal sign serial. Serial, com, bode, timeout, equal sign 0.1. While X eyes open, equal sign true. Data, equal sign SDRE, X redline, decode, UTF-8, R strip. If data is not, print data with open, sensor data CSV, mode A, as sensor underscore file. Sensor underscore writer equal sign CSV writer sensor file delimiter equal sign e quote char equal sign quoting equal sign CSV quote underscore minimal. Sensor writer writer o int data s star time ASIC time. Note that the common baud variables you declared here should match what you have with your Arduino code. If you execute the code using the play button, you should have an output similar to this. You should see the shell window printing sensor values every 6 seconds. Keep the window open for some time, then check your current folder. You should see a new file there named sensordata.csv along with your Python script file. Open this file in Excel and you will see your sensor data values plotted along with their current date and time of acquisition. The next step is to edit this data in order for it to be represented in graphical form. First, you'll have to delete all unnecessary spaces. To do that, press F5, click Special, select Empty. Now click. Next, select the first column with your sensor values. Then, using the Insert menu, select your preferred form of a graph. The line or area chart is a good choice to represent the amount of light intensity in your room over an extended period of time. Conclusion. You can gather sensor data from Arduino that can be interpreted by Python code. The Python code can then transform this data into a CSV file where Excel can interpret it in graphical form. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs. Head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled "Storing Arduino Sensor Data in CSV Format Using Python." Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.